This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the San Francisco Bay Area transit strike today, if only thwarted commuters could walk down to a local place to set up their laptop and get the job done without the distractions of staying home. Well, there is a burgeoning industry for that globally, as Shannon Mullen reports.
James Cohane is one of more than 40 million Americans who work outside an office.
I'm consulting with a startup that's actually based down in New York.
Cohane recently moved to Boston, and at first he tried working from home.
There's a lot of distractions there, plus it's kind of depressing, and I'm infinitely more productive here than I am at home.
Here is a desk at Officio, one of a handful of new co-working sites in this city. Nima Yadalapur is a co-founder.
This is kind of our what we call our gallery space. A lot of natural light, tall ceilings, feels like an art gallery.
Yadalapur says Officio has 400 members, freelancers and other mobile workers who can rent a desk or a private office. They can buy a day pass for $30. The cheapest monthly membership costs $99.
Which gives you access to the space, gives you conference room hour, it gives you access to printers, everything. You can't get an office for that anywhere.
Officio clients range from freelance photographers to a guy who sells private jets. The co-working concept dates back to the late 90s, but that was before everyone had cell phones, laptops, and tablets. Now Wi-Fi is everywhere, too, and hundreds of co-working locations have opened around the country. Jeremy Neuner is CEO of Next Space, a small chain with sites in California that's expanding into the Midwest.
We believe our country, our society, our economy is on the cusp of a once-in-a-century shift in how, where, and why we work.
Neuner says co-working is more than just a post-recession fad among freelancers. A growing number of corporations are experimenting with workplace mobility. The global consulting firm Accenture lets employees use an app called Liquid Space to book co-working sites. Liquid Space CEO Mark Gilbreth.
The reality is that all people are different from a personality and a temperament and a work style standpoint. So the best way to get great work out of them is to allow them to find and choose the environment that best fits how they work.
And at some co-working sites, that environment comes with lots of perks you won't get at a regular office. Everything from free cappuccino to childcare. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.